A new map released by NASA earlier this year shows that large portions of California are sinking, including here in the San Joaquin Valley. One of the main reasons is the overpumping of groundwater, especially in the last 5 years of drought. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, all that sinking and all the snow melting in the Sierra has some water managers worried.
An army of earth movers is in the process of scraping topsoil off farmland that surrounds a Corcoran State prison in Kings County. They're getting ready for what officials feel like could be a big flood. But looking at it now, you wouldn't have a clue that this dry area could become a lake.
We're excavating dirt right now to build the levee.
When did you need this built?
Yesterday.
Dustin Fuller with the Cross Creek Flood Control District says the levee used to be tall enough. Due to subsidence, it's sunk, and now it's not. He's the water manager that's overseeing the $14 million levee-raising project that's supposed to protect the 25,000-person city of Corcoran and the prison. Fuller's worried because the area he manages is part of the historic Tulare Lake Basin, which was once filled by the Kings and Tule Rivers. Before it dried up, due to water diversions, it was the largest freshwater lake west of the Mississippi. Fuller says once snow melts, there will be flooding and the lake could come back to life.
The risk here of a catastrophic event is high. The easiest way to equate it is you got 20 gallons sitting up in the hills, and at some point in time, that 20 gallons is going to come down to a 5-gallon bucket. We've got issues.
Some parts of the 14-mile levee built in the late 60s only need a few inches of dirt to meet the 192-foot height standard set by the Army Corps of Engineers. Other areas need a couple feet of dirt.
The flood is imminent. I would encourage people to buy flood insurance, be prepared with their important documents, you know. Have a plan. Don't wait.
NASA's satellite imagery shows a 60-mile area around Corcoran hit hard by subsidence. It sank about 2 feet in 2015. But to the average person, you can't really tell. Tom Farr with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory says that's because the whole region is slowly sinking. NASA's research started because of a request from the Department of Water Resources. They mapped the whole state from 2006 to 2015 and saw the worst subsidence in the San Joaquin Valley.
Subsidence, really no surprise, is continuing there, but it's actually got a lot faster during the drought period. But we're also seeing some slowing down of it during the rainy period, especially that started recently.
A second study from 2015 to 2016 showed a major increase in sinking in the Central Valley. The areas showing the most signs of subsidence are along the California Aqueduct, Corcoran, and an area just south of Merced. Farr says NASA will launch a satellite sometime in the next decade with the sole purpose of mapping subsidence.
We're using these high-tech space techniques to help problems down on the ground. And in those areas, they're just more susceptible. They have certain kinds of layers of fine-grained material that are the type that compact. And they pump too much.
Water managers in these areas are worried about how much water is going to flow when snow melts. The San Joaquin River runs through the area just south of Merced called El Nido that sunk 16 inches in 2015. Chris White is with the Central California Irrigation District. He brought me to a place surrounded by farmland between Madera and Merced along the east side bypass of the San Joaquin River. He says you can tell what areas are sinking just by looking at the river.
The water that's coming through the bridge, because of the increased slope of this section of the bypass, is a lot of turbulence through the bridge and a lot of velocity as it heads downstream from here.
He says as the area sinks, it creates a bowl and the river gets deeper and deeper. When flows slow down, the water pools and the flow stops. But it's not all negative here. The NASA research shows that at least for the last two Decembers, subsidence momentarily stopped and the ground actually rose a little bit. White says this is probably because farmers don't pump as much groundwater in the winter. He also says farmers in this area are actively trying to stop subsidence.
They're sinking a lot of water in the ground right now during these flood flows, which is really good to see. The idea is to recharge the shallow groundwater, drill more shallow wells, eliminate the deep wells.
As they slowly fill a shallow aquifer with floodwater using ponding basins, they hope to stop relying on a deep pressurized aquifer that sits underneath a layer of clay. When water is pulled out, The clay compresses, causing subsidence.
Into the future, over the next few years, they've got a nice shallow aquifer to draw off to farm from. They've been preparing since we talked to them in 2012. Well, we didn't have a wet year until this year.
White says he won't be surprised if NASA's future data from this area shows even more recovery from subsidence because of this project. In the meantime, he has to figure out a way to correct the sinking on the San Joaquin River so it can continue to flow to the ocean. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.